In competitive mushing, not all sled dogs are created equal. As a breed, Alaskan Huskies dominate the top spots in high-profile races. But Siberian Huskies have a long tradition in Alaska. A family in Willow has been running a kennel for Siberian since the 1940s. And as Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, one of the youngest members of the Norris family is keeping the Siberian tradition alive as she prepares for her third Iditarod run.
Hi, Nils. Hi, buddy.
27-year-old Lisbeth Norris shows off the wide spectrum of sizes in her dog lot. She picks up the genial 9-year-old Nils that has run with her team twice all the way to Nome.
And what's interesting about the standard for Siberian Huskies is it's relatively loose. So like Nils here is, I don't know, maybe 45 pounds. Oh!
The Norris family's lineage in Alaska is interwoven with the history of the Siberian breed itself.
I'm a third generation dog musher. My family's kennel is called Alaskan Kennels, and we're the oldest Siberian Husky kennel in the world.
That claim and the name of the breed itself can be a little bit tricky. Siberians are actually an American breed. Their forebears were imported from the Anadyr region of far eastern Russia across the Bering Strait for the All-Alaska Sweepstakes race by the sport's grandfathers like Victor Anderson and Leonard Seppala.
It's like 13 generations back. It's very direct. All Siberians can trace their lineage back to those dogs. But after the Serum run, a lot of the mushers moved back east and they took their dogs with them. And so, like, the registry was established in the 30s, and that's kind of when the breed started.
Likewise, Norris's grandparents met on the edge of the same era. Her grandfather was living in Anchorage when someone mailed him a magazine showing a dark-haired beauty and a parka on the cover. And inside was an article about a young woman who ran dogs in Lake Placid, New York, getting ready to follow her mushing dreams to Alaska.
Grandpa read the article, and he immediately wrote, offering his help for when she arrived. And so when she came to Alaska, she kept her dogs at his place, and it wasn't too long after that they got married and started the kennel in Anchorage.
Norris's parents still mush. In fact, her dad competes in the Furrandi sprint races with dogs from the same breeding pool as the younger Norris's long-hauling Iditarod squad. That versatility is one of the breed's strong suits, along with their physical traits.
Everything about them is efficient and suited for travel in cold weather.
That includes their thick double coats, small ears, tiny blood vessels, and tough paws. Norris is just one of a few mushers on the scene to race Siberians, which have the disparaging nickname Slowberians in some corners.
Siberians get a bad rep for being slow. Like, there's this stereotype of them being very slow, heavy dogs.
That, she says, is a misconception, one that sometimes comes from people mistaking Siberians for larger, heavier Malamutes. But the highest finish for a Siberian team in recent Iditarods was 30th by Mike Ellis in 2013. As breeding programs and many high-profile kennels have become increasingly scientific in their trait selection, dedication to a purebred lineage may seem quaint. It's also a limiting factor. The breeding pool is just smaller, with significantly less polished stock to choose from in building out racing teams and kennels. Norris gets quite a few questions about whether she can remain true to the breed if she has aspirations of mushing in the sport's top echelons.
I get asked a lot by people like, well, if you ever wanted to be competitive, would you switch to Alaskans? And no, like, I really, I love the breed. Like, I adore these dogs, and I enjoy, challenging myself and learning the limits of my team and doing the best with what we have.
Norris bends down to show off the molting top coat of a bright-eyed husky named Rip.
Hi, Rippers! Oh my gosh, except you're losing all your fur!
She offers a familiar comparison of her own abilities measured against the four-legged athletes on her Iditarod team.
And I know that, I am, without a doubt, the weak link.
Her devotion to Siberians seems less tied to pushing the boundaries of the sport than realizing the abilities of the breed itself. In Willow, I'm Zechariah Hughes.